The Business Buzz Podcast. The Business Buzz.
Good evening and welcome to the Business Buzz right here on VAR FM 88.1 for your weekly dose of business, finance and economics news. My name is Mudiwa Mob Justice Gavaza and I will be your host until about 8 p.m. Who's to say that the world of business can't be educating, it can't be entertaining and informing? Definitely make sure you hold on to your seats as we seek to inform you and educate you guys just around how the world of business and economics affects you and your pockets. So for today, it's quite an interesting show. We are going to be talking a little bit just around what's going on with savings, because as we enter the festive seasons, we need to be careful out there, because you know, some days things go south, as they inevitably will, and we're going to be, you know, we're going to be needing cash. The question now is, how do you fund for the rainy days, the emergencies, or just that extra pool of cash to help you navigate through certain seasons in your life? Tonight we're going to be looking at the general rules of thumb to savings, especially with the festive season coming up, and the first test of endurance, the first test of strength is going to be Black Friday, which is coming up, and then the festive season, which comes straight after that. Tonight we're going to be talking with Bright Kumalo, an analyst and portfolio manager at Vestact Asset Management, and we'll also be having a telephonic interview with Irvin Chimane, who is from New Strategic Markets, manager at Liberty, about some money saving strategies for the upcoming holiday season. Now, also coming up, we're going to be getting into the business wrap. That's a part of the show where we give you a roundup of the week's top trending business and economics news with our financial expert, Zanele Kunene, together with our Buffalo Index, where we tell you the state of your 100 Rand. Remember that you can follow us on Facebook. We are VAR FM, that's Voice of Vids. And you can also find our other Facebook page, that is Viz Radio Academy. And then on Twitter, we're at VAR FM, and then our hashtag is hashtag Business Buzz. You can also find us on WhatsApp, is 0840784912. And you can also remember that podcasts of the Business Buzz Show are available on vids.journalism.co.za. So that's how the show is going to be looking like. We are here until 8 p.m. On the other side of this, we get into the business wrap. Keep it locked. This is the Business Buzz.
Business Wrap with Zanele Kunene.
It's time for us to get into the business wrap. That's a part of the show where we give you a roundup of the week's top trending business and economics news. And on the line, we are joined by our financial expert. We have Zanele Kunene. Zanele, how are you?
Yo, Mudiwa, you know I always have a story. I'm actually quite excited, especially for this time of the year, because there's a lot of content that's coming out with regard to financial education and literacy. You know, a whole lot of how to save, how to budget, how not to have Januaries. So that excites me quite a lot. And what I've seen is now with the uptake with digital lenders as well as with fintech firms, is what I've seen is they're encouraging, you know, good financial behavior.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying, you know, be more goal orientated. And I think a lot of our traditional banks are also picking on that. I read one of the loyalty programs, and one of the thoughts about it, or the ideas that they're having, and what they're saying is they want to reward people with interest rates, or, you know, looking at fees, or even paying for what it is that you are saving for. You know, so just to see how they're promoting, you know, a savings culture that we don't have at South Africa, because we just don't have that culture. And just to see that how they're promoting that really makes me excited. I recently wrote an article, it's called The Last Minute Budget, in which I do touch on, you know, the psychology, economics, also the sociology, all involved in, you know, taking control of your finances. And I hope that this kind of content that is out there, that people don't just be like, oh, I'm not looking at that, it's not my main focus. But they look at that, you know, because it's all there, it's flooding to us.
Yeah.
I'm just going to mention two tips that I mentioned in the article. You could find them on my LinkedIn if anyone is interested. I hope you are interested. The first tip is to relook budgeting as creating a profit. Because when you look at budgeting as saving, it's kind of like restricted, it's limited, it's not mine, I hate it. But when you look at it as creating a profit, there's some kind of an advantage that you know you believe you're going to be getting, like you're going to be better off. So try looking at budgeting as creating a profit. And the second tip would be to look at your budget every week. Once a week, look at the budget so the items on that budget are at the top of your mind, because we are going to be flooded by a whole lot of pop-up ads. You know, Black Friday subscriptions and this and this and that. So when those pop-up ads come up, your mind will immediately pull onto the items that are on your list.
Yeah.
And if something's not on your list, your mind's not going to be there. So just try those two tips out, you know, so we are good for the festive season. But let's look at what's actually happening in the news.
Yes.
So SAA, which is the biggest thing, I believe, this week that we've been actually looking at, the workers, they are asking for 8%, but SAA is saying that they cannot afford that, or they do not have the budget, you know, to give 8%. So they offered 5.9% as at April 2020. And the shocking thing about SAA is that they haven't made a profit since 2011.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can just imagine the consequence such a strike would do. You know, will they be able to recover from such a strike? That's also another question. What is government then going to do? And do does government then offer assistance again? You know, how do we then tackle that? And I think that with such a situation, we need to bring economists, we need to bring, you know, other perspectives into how do you deal with a state-owned entity.
I have a question for you as you're talking about SAA. You know, because I like the fact that you've brought it up, because like you said, it is one of the biggest news items of the week. Do you think that this battle that they have at the moment is where the focus really should be? Is this a labor issue, or is this fundamentally an issue of an inability to turn around the prospects of the airline?
Wow, that's heavy. I believe that the SAA has been struggling for quite a long time, and the turnaround is not necessarily for making the SAA work, but just making state-owned entities work.
That is the
issue, and it's an issue of not having leaders who are, you know, who have vision, the leaders there do not have vision. I say that they do not have support for that. So I believe that that is the main issue. If we are unable to fix our leadership within those places and support them, then how is that going to be filtered down? Because everything that's happening in the top base filters down to, you know, all the other levels. So if we could be able to fix higher management and appoint a CEO, because we've been having an acting one and that one steps down. And if you cannot control management, then you cannot expect that all the other levels will operate effectively and efficiently.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's management, it is vision, it is, you know, support. So we have to relook that, maybe a restructure. Maybe they'll talk of a restructure as they had with ESCOM. Just to speak about ESCOM again, we were revisited by load shedding last week Friday. I was so angry. So angry. And the thing is, it did impact the rand, because what we noticed was the rand was moved by that. But another movement that we saw was investors' concerns went up again. You know, and when you think about all the drive that Ramaphosa has been on boosting investment within our country, it's like, guys, ESCOM, what you're doing, it's not hurting us here. You know, it is hurting us here, but it's hurting a bigger, you know, it affects a bigger pool. It's not just me in my home not able to watch Netflix. It is, you know, business operations, business confidence, it's consumer confidence.
Yeah,
you know, it hurts the bigger picture. Another thing that we also noticed with ESCOM, or not with ESCOM, with the RAND, was that the mere mention of Trump and China sitting down and maybe canceling a few tariffs, that also put pressure on the RAND, because the dollar strengthened when the mere mention of that the U.S. and China will have come together and try to cancel some of the tariffs. Because the tit for tat does not work. It's not working. No one's actually succeeding or winning anything. Locally, the RAND was impacted by the talk is back again of that nationalization of the South African Reserve Bank.
Yeah.
That talk is back. So one thing we all know is policy uncertainty makes investors worried again. So not only are they worried about can their business operate here just due to energy, but they're also worried in terms of what's the direction of the country? You know, what are they going to do? Are they going to nationalize it? And how will the nationalization impact the independence? Will it impact the mandate of the SAIC? You know, what is that going to do? So investors are quite in an awkward position with regard to that discussion being brought back on the table. But I'm hopeful. It is the festive season. We might be, you know, a bit more, we might be tired, but the festive season has a way for us to look at, you know, has a way of making us look at things differently, you know, in a more happier state, you know. Let's try this for the sake of trying it. You know, let's ask the private companies, what are they doing? And let's try it within our state-owned entities. Yeah. Let's try, you know.
So that's been us with Zanele Kunene. I like the fact that she started off the show letting us know some saving tips, because that's the theme of our show for today. And one of the things she said is you need to be looking at your budget at least weekly, you know. And so, two fundamental things there is, one, you need to have a budget. And beyond that, you also need to be checking and updating this thing and just monitoring yourself on this thing. And then we then got into the news of the week, and she's just telling us about what's been going on at SAA. As you heard, lots of flights have been cancelled. Workers are threatening to go on strike because of the planned retrenchments. There were numbers being floated around of around 944, you know, jobs at stake. And you have cabin crew saying that they are downing tools, and it's actually quite a bit of a mess that's going on there. And then in addition, we had a small update about what's going on at Eskom, and then you know, some impacts on the rand given what's going on with the U.S. China trade war, together with what's going on locally around you know, the nationalization debate, which is back in focus. So that's been it in terms of our business wrap. Thank you to Zanele. On the other side of this, we're going to be telling you the state of your 100 rand in our Buffalo Index. Keep it locked. This is the Business Buzz.
Business Wrap with Zanele Kunene. Forget what the little birdie told you. Follow us at BoFM and join the conversation. The Buffalo Index on the Business Buzz.
It's time for us to tell you the state of your 100 rand in our Buffalo Index. That's a part of the show where we look at 100 rand, that is the Buffalo, and tell you what you can actually do with it in relation to what our main discussion is about. And for today, since we are talking savings, since we are talking about how to make sure you have that rainy day fund, we decided, because one of our guests later on is going to be telling us about his 10 cent challenge, and I decided to look at us and see if we're to have a Buffalo challenge, you know, how would that go about? And there's a couple of ways it could be structured. In a simple way, if you were to save 100 rand a day for a year, that's automatically 36,500 rand that you'd have there. And if you did that for about 10 years, you'd end up with, a modest fortune of about 365,000 rand. But on the more complex side, if you decided to save 100 rand a day and then you multiply it by the number of the day of the week, so you assign and you say Monday is 1, Tuesday is 2, etc., until you get to 7 at Sunday, then basically you say that on Monday you save 100 rand, on Tuesday 200 rand, Wednesday 300 rand, and Thursday 400 rand, etc. It means that in a week you could be able to save yourself 2,800 rand. And if you did it for a month, you'd end up with 11,200 rand. And interestingly, if you did it for a year, you'd end up with 134,400 rand. And if you did that for 10 years, This is what excites me, is that you'd end up with 1.3 million. So that's 1,344,000 rand. So, you know, you can structure it your way. I would suggest there's one that sort of falls in the middle, and that's saving 100 rand a week. And that would end up with about 400 rand in a month. And then you'd end up with 4,800 rand in about a year. And imagine getting to the festive season and you have an extra 4,800 rand that you can do something with. Either spoil yourself, spoil a loved one, or, you know, put money away, you know, or invest in shares or something. So that's been it. That is our Buffalo guide to saving your 100 rand. It's an interesting one. And the other interesting point to note is the fact that if you saved 100 rand a day for 10 years, according to our first formula, that's 360,000 rand. But if you were to do the one where you multiply by the day, you would get to just about half that amount in just 1 year, as opposed to the 10 years. So depending on your tolerance, I would actually suggest the weak one, simply because, guys, savings is not easy, and this is why we're having an entire show about it. So that's been it in terms of our Buffalo Index. On the other side of this, we're going to be getting into our main topic. This is the Business Buzz.
The Business Buzz.
We are talking about savings. We are talking about how to make the most of your money. Yeah, because saving is quite a deep topic, and it's one that we have entire financial planners for, like our financial expert Zanele Kunene. And one of the things I particularly wanted to talk about is what she's talking about having a budget, and also this fact of checking your budget every week, because I think that's one of the things that we aren't actually taught to do in life, is to actually, one, have a budget, and more than to just monitor spending. I think if a person was to sit down and actually record every little transaction in like a day that you're spending your money on, whether it's parking, whether it's airtime, you know, just going out with friends and the like, and if you were to do that for about a month. I once did this for myself, and I was actually quite shocked with what I was actually spending my money on. You actually now find yourself like, guys, did I really need to buy that many sweets this month? Or, you know, did I really need to go out and have dinner that many times? And for me personally, that's what makes, you know, the issue of saving such an interesting one. But in talking to our guests, one of the issues that we're going to be discussing is what happens when you actually have the money, because it's one thing to have the money, but you also need to make it grow. And in making it grow, you need to be having a plan. So that's what the show is going to be looking like. We're going to be talking to some interesting guests. So, you know, make sure you listen in. We're just going to take one quick break, and then we'll be back on the other side of this.
More justice on the Business Buzz.
Welcome back. This is the Business Buzz, and for today we are talking about money saving tips for the festive season. Festive season is a time of year when people, you know, go a bit crazy, and you've probably heard some of the statistics before. South Africans have been noted as terrible spenders and savers, especially during the festive season. But why is this? Well, for starters, there's a myriad of societal and economic factors, like low wages, high cost of living, and general debt and so on, that affect people's ability to save. But surely there are many ways in which we can actually break some of these small habits and actually form new ones. So for tonight, we are in studio. We have Bright Kumalo, who is joining us on the line. He is an analyst and a portfolio manager at Vestact Asset Management. And he's going to be telling us, because he's on course to help people build positive saving habits, 1 10 cents at a time. And then later on, we're going to be talking to Irvin Chimane, a manager at New Strategic Markets at Liberty, all about the importance of financial literacy and savings. So, as I said, we are joined on the line by Bright Kumalo. Bright, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Thank you so much for joining us on our show. I think a good point, a good place to start for our listeners is to just understand who Bright is and how did you actually come up with this 10 cent challenge?
So, Bright Commando, like you introduced me, I'm an investment manager basically running a small firm here with my colleagues at Vestec, and we manage money on behalf of private clients. Yeah, so that's what I do. And in my spare time, I like to run and do Brazilian jiu-jitsu and other things.
So, the 10 cent challenge, what is it and how did it actually come about? And why did you pick the 10 cents? I think that's the thing that the listeners might really want to know.
Yeah, well, 10 cent challenge is a very simple concept to encourage, especially, you know, people my age and probably below, you know, the guys that are still at university, to just to get them into the habit of saving. The concept works very easily. Every morning, I wake up, I brush my teeth, and I think about, okay, what day is it today?
Yeah.
You know, like, for example, it's day 317 of the year.
Yeah.
And I take that and I multiply it by 10 cents, and that's the amount I'm going to be saving today. So 31.70 is what I've saved today. And obviously, I do this daily, and this accumulates all the way to close to 7,000. If you include interest, it's over 7,000 rand, what you'll be able to save per year.
That's actually quite an amazing idea. But I think the thing I'm really curious about is how did you come up with the 10 cents? Because the cumulative amount, I think you said just now that at the end of the year, you end up with about 7,000 rand. But why did you decide on the 10 cents? Why not the 20 cents, 1 rand, 10 rand? Like, yeah.
I mean, you could pick any amount, you know, based on the, you know, the outcome that you want to save, right?
Yeah,
but I'll tell you where the 10 cents comes from also. You know, there's a ring to a 10 cents. There's a ring to it. What I like the most about this challenge is that the highest amount you save per day ever will be 360 rand. Sorry, it's 36 rand on day 360, right? Or day 365, it's you know, 36 rand 50. That's the highest amount you'll ever have to save per day.
Yeah.
But, you know, the total amount is actually still significant. You can actually do something about it. So the 10 cent came from a blog, you know, a blogger from London called The Skint Dad. You can find him on Twitter or, you know, on his blog, I think at theskintdad.com. Oh, that's a hard one to pronounce. Yes, and he has what they call a one pence challenge.
One pence
so
challenge.
One pence is one pence is too small, you know. We can't be saving 1 cent in South Africa, so I added, you know, a zero and, you know, put a ring to it, and I call it the 10 cent challenge.
And
if you want to follow that journey, obviously, I'm on Twitter every day. You can follow the hashtag #SaveWithBright.
Yeah.
Everything is there every single day. Saving, we're doing something, and on top of that, on under that same hashtag, you'll find some tips that I share. I usually share 2 to 3 tips a day on, okay, you know, savings, basically, like, you know, it should be what you should be doing with your savings, or how to start this journey of saving, or maybe paying down your debts, or getting started with investing. Those basic things that you know, people who are starting their careers have to hear before they, you know, get into habits of spending more than they earn.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I like the fact that you've brought up the hashtag Save with Bright. I'm going to call it the community because it seems that there's a lot of engagement. So from you, in terms of that engagement, how have you found the reception? And what are people most curious about when they are interacting with you about this challenge?
Well, so when I started, you know, with this whole thing back in January, you know, the reception was thundering because it was just me and the internet, and people were thinking, what is this guy up to? What is he doing?
Yeah.
But it gained some traction about 7 months later when a friend of mine from Business Insider basically contacted me and said, hey, look, we need to talk about the savings challenge since it's savings month. And it picked up since, because then it gets a bit of media attention and then people start taking it seriously, and a lot of people piled in at the time. At the time, I think we had about 1,800 or 1,900 saved up. So a lot of people joined in there, and you know, it's been fun ever since. Like you said, engagement, I've seen engagement increase exponentially, and people ask a lot of questions. I mean, so I'll give you a very good example. Sometimes I'll say something like, you know, spend less than you earn, and you know, save the difference, and invest the difference, right?
Yeah.
And people, the smart kind of people that I was in university with, the CAs and the likes, would say, but the market has done so badly for the past 10 years, why should I be going to put my money in the market right now? But I mean, that conversation is valid, but if you're an investor, you know, like just in anything, I guess, if you know how to buy well, you want to buy things that are at a discount. So if the markets were higher 10 years ago and today are not high, it means I'm taking these same shares at discounted prices. So I actually want to be invested at this point in time. So I get a lot of constructive feedback and, you know, back and forth from my colleagues, like I said, both in the industry and outside of the industry. And as a result, I've made a lot of friends on platforms like Twitter.
On that aspect, because there's the one thing that you said just now about investing the difference and the like. Now, you're a portfolio manager, and that comes with a certain set of skills, especially the ability to evaluate the investment case of a company or a particular stock, for example. Do you think that gives you an edge over someone that doesn't have that background? Because people have a lot of excuses for not saving, and you know, there might be a listener out there saying to themselves, no, but Bright is a finance guy, of course he can save, you know. So what do you have to say to those people?
Actually, I'd say the best thing to do is educate yourself, be armed with information. And as soon as you look things up on the internet, Google is such an amazing place and very, very powerful tool in our lives today, because you can literally learn anything in a space of 5 hours if you just dedicate. You know, okay, I just want to understand a little how, you know, the nuts and bolts of investing and saving, and what are my different options from a bank account, a high yielding, call it the 32-day notice account, then a money market account, all the way in that risk spectrum to, you know, government bonds, company bonds, convertible bonds, all the way to stocks and all these fun things. But, you know, people usually just jump the gun because they see that I talk about stocks a lot, and they assume stocks are the only thing that you can invest in order to build wealth or, you know, accumulate a lot of money, or make some of them assume that, you know, you make money overnight if you invest in these products. They don't actually consider the risk involved in these things. But there's a step-by-step, you know, process in this whole personal finance journey, and it starts with where are you today? You want to ask yourself that question. Do I have a spare cash? Do I have debt? What kind of debt I have? Do I have, like, you know, vehicle financing, unsecured loan? Maybe I have to take a loan to pay something at home. Yeah. Or do I have, like, a mortgage, et cetera, et cetera? And then you talk about, you know, you want to pay down all of those things before you start saving and, you know, for a rainy day, because now you need an emergency fund, for example, that has between 3 and 6 months of your, the equivalent of your monthly salary.
Yeah.
And then you want to move on to say, okay, I need other liquid cash that I'll use as opportunities in investing. All right. You don't just go to the market and buy. Most importantly, you can actually go to the market and buy if you're not trying to time the market and you're not trying to be smart about it. All you do is you buy an index that already has a bucket of shares pre-selected in that product, and then just buy that monthly tax-free savings account. You know, there's a lot of these things that happen. And before you just jump the gun and go for the last thing on the spectrum, you need to ask yourself where you are. And speak to your financial advisor about it and let them know what your goals are. Some people save, you know, because they want to retire freely. Some people save because they want to go to all of these destinations, travel all across the world and build a very strong Instagram presence. Some people, you know, save because they like nice cars, you know, et cetera, et cetera. We all have different goals. So I'm not saying here you should be like a staunch hyper saver like myself. because I like to see money in my bank account. No. I'm just saying is we all have different goals. You know, some people are parents. I mean, they want to pay school fees, et cetera. So there's a whole, you know, different ways of going about it depending on what your end goal is.
There's a different way of going about it depending on what your end goal is. That is Bright just telling us about his philosophy around this 10-cent challenge. Bright, finally, can you just tell us do you have an end goal in mind for the challenge? And for people that perhaps, you know, have been sleeping on the challenge and are saying, okay, Bright, you know, come the 1st of January, I'm ready to join this thing. Hashtag save with Bright, hashtag new goals, hashtag new year, whatever it is that they're hoping
hashtag
to do.
#2020.
Exactly, all of that. Are you going to continue with the challenge? And do you have any plans of perhaps ratcheting up the amount? Maybe it becomes a 15-cent challenge or a 1 rand challenge.
Of course, yes. I mean, like I said, we rallied up so much hype around this challenge. Obviously, it has to carry on. And a lot of questions I get is, okay, you're going to have 7,200 rand at the end of the year. What are you going to do about it? We're still thinking about that. And I'm open for ideas. If maybe the listeners have some ideas,
yeah,
they can tell us what to do with it. Because I don't have any personal debts anymore, so I'm just like looking what to do with that money. Maybe I'll give it to my little sister. I don't know. Yeah, and in terms of next year, definitely continuing with the challenge, same under the same hashtag, save with Bright. But like you say, we're looking to make it a bit more interesting and a bit more realistic, because a lot of people are like, 10 cents is not enough.
Yeah.
Maybe something fun. We'll find a new formula. There's always new innovative ways to save, to make it fun, because that's another thing. When you feel like you're part of a community and you're doing it together with someone, and you have questions and there's someone to answer your questions, it becomes a lot more better. So that's what we're trying to build, a community of, you know, savers to help basically everyone with any form of income use some of that income to save, you know, for a rainy day.
Okay. So how can people actually find you on Twitter? We've got the hashtag, but your Twitter handle for those that are that specifically maybe want to also follow some of your other commentary as well.
Yeah, you can search for Bright the Dividend Papi or follow Dividend Papi or follow at Brightless, BRITELESS. That's the where I'm found on Twitter. So just big on Twitter, that's it.
Okay, cool. So that was us on the line with Bright Kumalo, who is a analyst and portfolio manager at Vistect Asset Management, telling us about his philosophy around the 10-cent challenge. Some key takeaways: he says that they're going to continue with the challenge next year, and one of the things that he's really trying to think about is what to do with the money that will have been accumulated by the end of the year. And he's also giving tips to say that in addition to equities and the stock market and the like, there are so many different ways that you can go out there and actually invest some of your money. And if you create a culture or a community around the saving and make it fun, it actually spurs people to maybe do more to actually save their money. So that's been it in terms of that interview. On the other side of this, we're going to be continuing with our show, and we're going to be talking, you know, just a little bit more just around festive saving, the festive season, and how you can save yourselves from, you know, getting, you know, deer in the headlights, all this festive sales. You know, how do you not get bamboozled? That's where the conversation is going to be going. Keep it locked. This is The Business Buzz.
You're tuned in to The Business Buzz. Business Buzz.
Welcome back to The Business Buzz. That was us on the line with Bright Kumalo, just telling us about his 10-cent challenge. Very interesting way of saving that's happening there. But to continue the conversation, we're now getting on the line with Irvin Chimani, who is the manager for New Strategic Markets at Liberty. And remember that, you know, before we get into that, you can follow us on social media, join the conversation, tell us some of your saving saving tips. That is Vow FM or Voice of Wits. And you can also find the other Facebook page, that is Wits Radio Academy. And then on Twitter, we're at Vow FM, and our hashtag is hashtag business buzz. So we are continuing with the conversation. As I said, we've got Irvin on the line. Irvin, how are you?
Good day to yourself, man.
I'm all right. So thank you so much for joining us. I think, you know, as young people, as a young person actually working for a financial institution and having been featured as one of the judges for the One Day Leader episode around financial literacy, how has this actually shaped your mindset around the importance of being financially literate?
Yeah, good evening to your listeners. So I think for me, being financially literate is of critical importance, right, to every South African.
Yes.
So whether young or old, and knowing that a lot of us are first generation wealth, we seem to spend like we've arrived without actually realizing that the little wealth we are creating needs to be sustained over a period of time.
Yeah.
And then obviously banked for generations to come, right? So I would urge people to start thinking about what legacy they'd like to leave behind, because South Africa has one of the worst savings and investment rates in the world.
Yes.
And there's many factors behind it, but I mean, that's a story for another day. So spending for the sake of spending will leave you with enormous debt. And disciplined spending doesn't mean you have to be frugal. It's all about having the end in mind before you go ham. And that's essentially, you know, what being on that show has taught me and exposed me to what is happening out there.
Now, moving into this festive season, I think the first test of fortitude for the South African consumer in the next couple of weeks is going to be Black Friday. And then after that, we then enter full on into the festive season. What do you think are some of the biggest money challenges that South Africans are going to face during this time? And you alluded to the fact that there are a host of reasons to this. Should we even be partaking in things like Black Friday?
Yeah, so I think, you know, one of the biggest challenges that we're going to have, what we're going to face over this sort of month or so, is overspend.
And I'll give
an example. So this even happens in countries like China, where they celebrate Singles Day. A lot of listeners will be aware of this, which is the 11th of November. So that's why it's called Singles Day. So it's 1/1/11. So last year they spent $31 billion in 24 hours on online shopping.
Wow.
That is more than the South African economy generates in 1 month. So it kind of shows you that online shopping is becoming, you know, it's taking over and it's becoming a bit ridiculous, really.
Mm.
The only people that really benefit from this are the online retailers. To make matters worse, I mean, there are even instances where some of the more popular sites, what they do is 2 weeks prior to a popular event like Black Friday, they would raise. So what they do is they'll take the price of a certain good or item, they would increase it, and then obviously on Black Friday they would bring it back to the original price and then flash it up as a sale. So we shouldn't be falling for scams like that. We should really be careful. So what I would suggest that people do, or my piece of advice, is we just need to be careful and only buy what you really need. And stay away from things that you want. Because if you really think about it, December is only 17 days, guys. I don't know why we say so much. It's only 17 days. This thing starts on the 16th of December, which is a public holiday, and shops are supposed to be closed anyway. So let's call it 16 days.
Yes.
So then it ends on the 1st of Jan, which is also a public holiday, so shops are also closed. So it's 15 days. But the amount of money that we spend over those 15 days, I can't fathom why we would even spend so much money. So if you were to partake in a Black Friday sort of frenzy and also go crazy over the festive season, I'd give you the following tips. So number one, Black Friday, spend money on things that you really need. Make sure that you do your homework on the items that you that you're looking for. So sort of spend some time researching the average prices over a number of months, because you know prices fluctuate depending on what's happening in the economy, depending on the oil price. But I mean, if you do your homework, then you're able to obviously get, you know, whatever goods that you're looking for at a decent price. And not all items are obviously marked up and then marked down and so on and so forth. But maybe just try and purchase those items with money that you do have, as opposed to purchasing those items with money that you don't have. And that'll be using credit cards or borrowing just so that you can purchase a TV. It doesn't make sense because, you know, the interest portion on that purchase could potentially harm you over the long run. And then in terms of going crazy over December, I mean, is 15 days really worth you going to a Mashonisa in January? It could potentially take you up to 3 months to recover from that.
Yeah, that's the hangover. True. That's very
true. It's a massive hangover. So you need to be, you need to guard against that. And I think these are some of the things that we need to be cognizant of, and we need to start socializing people about actively. So we just can't allow ourselves to be in debt every single year for the first 3 months of the year because of 15 days.
No, we can't. Now, our first guest is an analyst and actually a portfolio manager, and he's actually come up with a 10 cents challenge where he encourages people to save 10 cents multiplied by the day of the year. And by the end of the year, he would have saved about 7,000 Rand. It's a very interesting methodology that that he has going on there. Now, I understand that Liberty actually has an app called Stash that encourages people to save and invest. Can you shed some light on it for us and, you know, some of the mechanisms that are being used to actually encourage people to save?
Yeah, sure. So Stash was launched by Liberty. It was one of our initiatives that we launched about 3 years ago, but we launched it as an MVP, which is a minimum viable product, right? So what we did when we launched Stash is obviously let's get a feel of how people respond to this product or this app, and then we can sort of then add on as we go along. So when we launched it, you could save money by linking your credit card or your debit card to the app. So whereby every time you spent X amount of money, you would choose to bank as little as 10 rands for every purchase. So what then happened was people then got sort of confused with how this thing works. Where is my money being invested? We got the traction that we wanted. So we recently went and we obviously got the feedback from the users, and then we reskinned the entire app. And it's now, I can tell you now, it's probably one of the most valuable apps that are out there in terms of teaching young people, not just young people, but I think people of South Africa to save. Like I mentioned earlier, our savings rates, our investment rates are fairly dismal. So what Stash looks to do is we figured there is a connect between people saving or investing money according to how they feel.
Yeah.
So South Africans are known to spend money during summer for some reason or another. So what we encourage using Stash is we say every day, Stash will check whether the weather is warm, cold, whatever, in whichever area you're in. And if it's a sunny day, you then get the option to stash your spare change. And if it's overcast or it's raining, then you don't stash. Okay, so you have that option. The next option is, you know, people these days, especially during summer, you're looking after your body. Everybody, I mean, the ladies want to flare, the guys want to impress. So, you know, everybody becomes a little bit health conscious. So you can link your Stash app to your fitness app on your phone, and you can start stashing about 5 cents for every 20 calories that you burn.
Five cents for every 20 calories that you burn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, or even 100 meters that you walk, or 100 steps that you take, you can then start stashing a bit of money into your Stash investment account. Now, this account is linked to the DSE. It's a tax-free savings account, And the limits are very simple. I mean, normal tax-free regulations apply. So 33,000 rand over a period of 12 months and 500,000 rand over your lifetime. You can invest tax-free. And I mean, for me, that's a no-brainer. So this is encouraging. And we're encouraging young people, especially who are just used to spending money. You are swiping at, I just don't want to mention the institutions that you're swiping at, really. But I mean, I you know how it is during the festive that
yes.
people will go here, there, and everywhere and spend money. But I mean, if you're feeling that happy to spend 1,200 on a bottle of champagne, why not stash some of that money away? You're feeling happy, right? So stash it, because it will stand you in good stead over time. So this is a brilliant initiative by Liberty. I love it.
Outside of stash, as we round up the discussion, could you just give us maybe one or two quick tips that people can perhaps start implementing literally tomorrow, just to promote a culture of saving in their own lives outside of those 15 days in the festive season, but just generally in life, that you could recommend?
Sure. So the first thing is let's try and kill off the debt that we have.
Yes.
All right?
Kill the debt.
So kill the debt. Rather be for a while.
Mm.
There's no need to be popping champagne. Build wealth as early as yesterday, right? So think about the future that you want for yourself, that you want for your family, that you want for your kids.
Yeah.
And also remember that you become a millionaire not when you have 6 digits in your account, but rather when you make the decision to become a millionaire.
Mm.
And that's when you commit that first rand to reaching a million.
Yes.
That's how you connect with this.
So that's
put
been...
away as much as you can.
Okay. So that's a very interesting one. So that's been asked with Irvin Chimane. An interesting one that he says is at the end there, he says, if you want to start saving money tomorrow, like literally tomorrow, one of the first things he recommends is that you need to kill debt. Get rid of the debt in your life and then, things will be smooth. But more important than, I think this will probably be a quote for the day, is you don't become a millionaire the day that you have those 7 digits in your bank account. You become a millionaire when you make a decision to actually become a millionaire and actually put a plan in place to actually get to that goal. So that's been it with Irvin. He is a manager for New Strategic Markets at Liberty. And then on the other... And then we are going to be taking a quick break after this to get to the end of the show. Keep it locked. This is the Business Buzz.
You don't have to be a liker to like things.
Oh my God.
So like us on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook.
At VolFam, in brackets, Voice of Vince.
Now, just before the break, Irvin Chimane from Liberty was giving us some of his tips just around saving in and around the festive season. He's like, guys, this thing is only 15 days long. Let's not kill the entire year over 15 days. That was one of his big tips. But before we end off the show, Bright, who was our first guest, actually has his own tips around how you can save money over and above in the festive season.
Oh, thank you very much. I thought you'd never ask. I'm sure you've heard of, the secrets or hacks, personal finance, which have been there for centuries. These include things like, keep your expenses lower than your income, save the difference, invest prudently, don't borrow to consume, and as a bonus, I'll add something like don't stand surety for someone borrowing, right? Well, for me, that usually doesn't go well because it's not practical enough for me to practice, to put into practice here in South Africa. So I came up with my own 5, which I think the listeners are going to like. The first one is for Black Friday and other sales, like a gambler, know how much you're spending before you get into the casino and leave your credit card at home. Thank you very much. The second one is, never leave home after dark and don't answer your cell phone. Nothing important happens after 9. And third one is, each before you leave the house, so you don't have to spend an extra 300 rand on a boring, overpriced meal with friends you don't like. Remember, your November salary has to last you until January, so don't spend it all before the 16th of December. If all else fails and you spend all your money on stupid things with friends you don't like, don't forget to call mommy and daddy. There's still an option. Thank you very much.
So, very interesting tips coming through from Bright. I like them. They're very practical. He's like, you need to, you know, perhaps if you eat before you go out, you can save yourself spending 300 rand on a meal with friends that you don't particularly like. And then he's also like, your last point of contact is you can always call your parents if you run out of money. Also, the fact that your November salary has to last you until January. So, that's been it in terms of the show, an interesting one, because we definitely need to promote a culture of savings. I really like what Irvin said when he was like, you don't become a millionaire when you have seven digits in your bank account, but rather when you make a decision and have a plan that you implement to actually get to that point. So that's been it in terms of today's Business Buzz show. Remember that you can find us on social media. Let us know, join in the discussion, tell us how you are saving. On Facebook, we are VFM, that's Voice of Vits. You can also find our other Facebook page, that is Vits Radio Academy. And then on Twitter, we're at VFM, and then our hashtag is hashtag Business Buzz. 0840784912, that is our WhatsApp line. And you can also stream the station live on VFM.co.za with the podcast of the Business Buzz show, are available on vits.journalism.co.za/business. So with that, we've come to the end of tonight's show. Thank you so much to everyone who's been listening. Thank you to our technical producer, that is Kutlwano Serame, together with our executive producers, that is Simbahonde and Glory Mabuza. Don't miss the Business Buzz, same time, same place next week for more insight into the world of business. Remember, Vits Radio, we are a 24-hour station, so definitely make sure you don't turn that dial. Coming up next, we have the team from Living Electro, so definitely make sure you keep it locked to the station. So for myself, Mudio Mob, Justice Gavaza, and the rest of the team, it is good evening and take care.
Mob Justice on the Business Buzz. The Business Buzz Podcast.